Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من يوم يصبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان فيقول أحدهما اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا ويقول الآخر اللهم أعطي ممسكا تلفا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسجد الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and has created each and everything that exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provides us. He gives us sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is razzaq. He is the one that gives us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of each and everything that we see. And those things that we can't see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of it. Malike haqiqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real owner of each and everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we say my wealth, my account, my house, my car, my body, but in reality, these things doesn't belong to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real owner. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real owner, to run the system of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the temporary ownership over certain things. That is the reason we say, oh, my house, my money, my wealth, my car. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has given us that temporary ownership. Temporary ownership. But eventually the real owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real owner. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have not given us that temporary ownership as well, we won't be able to live in this world. You know, somebody can come and take 10 pounds from my pocket and say, oh, you are not the owner of it. Allah is the owner, so I can take it from you. But to run the system of this world smoothly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has given us the temporary ownership. Temporary ownership. That's why, you know, until we are alive, we say, oh, my money, my phone, my car, my house. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that ownership. But we should remember that ownership is only for a temporary period. It's not forever. It's not a permanent ownership. Only for a while. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real owner, we all acknowledge that, we all believe it. So if Allah would have told us that, you know what, whatever you have, I want all of that, you need to give out all of it, then we won't be able to, there was no right upon us that we can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah is the owner, He can take everything from us. We can't question Him. You know, it's like, if I give you £10, and if I ask you after a day that, you know that £10 that I gave you to keep it by you, can you return it back? You can't deny me because that's mine. You have to give it back. So when Allah is the real owner of whatever we have, the wealth we have, you know, whatever we possess, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real owner, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks from us all of it, then without any questioning, we should have given it back because it's Allah's. Allah has given us. Now, that's only the fazl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't ask for all of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking for all of it. So if you have got £10,000 in your account, Allah is not saying give all of it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, is saying that, you know what, you have to just give some of it, some portion of it. What we say is zakat, which is fard. Allah is not asking for all of it, it's just 2.5% of what we have. And even in that, you know, there are rules upon, you know, what we need to calculate in our zakat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just asking 2.5% of what we have. And once we give that, and remember one thing, brothers, you know, zakat is fard, like how namaz is fard. You know, to pay out once in a year, if a person possesses a nisab amount, if a person has got a nisab amount or more than that, to pay out zakat once a year is same fard like how namaz is fard. That is the reason on so many occasions in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ آتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish your prayer and give out zakat. Now, as I said, you know, it's only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that out of His infinite mercy, He is only asking 2.5%. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just amazing, you know, see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gave us in the first instance. And when we give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of zakat or in the form of sadaqah, in the form of lillah, optional charity, when we give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah is such that He also gives us reward upon it. If Allah would have said that, you know what, you just have to pay out zakat or you just have to give out sadaqah, you're not going to get any reward for it. You just have to do it. Still we had to do it. Why? Because it's Allah's. Allah is asking from us. But that's only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That firstly, He's only saying 2.5%. And secondly, He's saying that, you know, whatever you give, remember, you're giving it. You're not giving it for anybody else. You know, for example, a needy person or an orphan that we help, we should not think that we are helping them. No, we are helping ourselves. We are helping ourselves because, you know, when we give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are investing in our akhirah. We are putting that wealth, in the money, in our bank account in akhirah. We're giving a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us back, not just one that we give, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that in terms of reward. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah, we just like to focus on this, that, you know, as, you know, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is approaching now. You know, we've just got a few weeks until Ramadan. We need to start preparing for the month of Ramadan. We need to start preparing from now onwards. That is the reason it comes in hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rajab would start, he would start the preparation for the month of Ramadan. And that's why we all know the dua that he would ask, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighana Ramadan. They, O Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab that we are in at the moment, the next month, the month of Sha'ban, and make us reach in the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan is approaching, we need to prepare ourselves. So you know, that is the reason we are discussing on the topic of zakat today. You know, we need to be very, very careful whether we have paid out zakat or not. Unfortunately, many of us, you know, we don't even know, you know, when is our anniversary date of zakat. So there should be a fixed date of zakat. You know, on that day we need to calculate how much zakat do we need to pay out. Yeah? So zakat is farz, as we mentioned, like how namaz is farz. And you know, brothers, when we give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, sadaqah or zakat does not decrease a person's wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma naqasa malun min sadaqah." If a person gives out sadaqah, he should not think that, you know, his wealth has gone down. You know, outwardly you might feel that, oh, I had 100 pounds, I gave out 20 pounds, I've only left with 80. Outwardly it seems that, oh, I've lost some wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us the guarantee, but don't think that sadaqah has decreased your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. Give you more in terms of what? Give you more in terms of barakah. Gives you more. You know, sometimes we see even the actual wealth increases. And sometimes we see the barakah in that wealth. You know, that's why we see so many of them, you know, when they are not regular with their zakat, we see, you know, they suffer loss in their businesses. All those money, you know, what they have earned, they just go here and there. But when we are regular with our zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us this glad tidings that your maal and your wealth will not be decreased. Just look at this, at the lives of the sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the first person to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arrived in Medina. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, there was a need to buy a place, a land for a masjid. And that place belonged to two orphans. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu bought that place for masjid. So that means Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the first person to have spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Medina. So that, you know, all the, you know, we look at the lives of Sahaba. Just look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. You know, in Suratul Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى, the one who gives their wealth to purify themselves. And the Mufassirun here says, you know, this glad tiding in Suratul Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And what is he saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجَزَابِهِ. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, you know, when a person gives out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most muttaqi person, the one who has got the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason he is giving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا بِتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. That is the only reason. You know, sometimes what we do is, you know, if a person does favor to me, I do a favor back in return. Yes, we should. As a Muslim, this is also a teaching that if somebody does good to us, we do good to them. But Atqa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Layl, what is he saying? That, you know, that's not what we should look at. What we need to look at is that we need to still give to that person who is not doing any favor to us. Yeah, that is the quality that is mentioned in the Quran about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, see the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And this does not just apply to Abu Bakr Siddiq, it also applies to us. You know, if we have got these qualities, we also going to get that glad tiding. See the last ayat, just two words. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in that last two words? In Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. What that means is, if a person has got the habit of giving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping the needy, then Allah is saying, soon, definitely, that person will be pleased. Meaning Allah will give him so much in return that he will be happy. You know, to understand this, let's understand with this example. You know, if a king or a person of a high status says to you, if your case has been, you know, stuck here and there and you need some help from that person, and if he says to you, you know what, don't worry, I'll sort it out for you. You don't need to worry, it will be done. You'll be relaxed that, oh, that person has given me that word. Oh, that king has said it. That person with a high status has said that this work will be done. I won't be worried about it. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when you give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Soon you will be pleased. Now obviously Allah is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Allah is Allah. Now just imagine, what is Allah going to give us that Allah is saying, wa la sawfa yarda, soon you're going to get pleased. Yeah. So do you know there are so many virtues and rewards mentioned in Quran and Hadith about giving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, zakat is fard. To give out zakat once a year if a person owns a nisab amount, and obviously there are rules, we should go and educate ourselves with these rules. You know, if zakat is fard upon us or not. Zakat, to give out once in a year, is fard. But along with that, you know, we can give out as much as we want to. Yeah. You know, it comes in hadith, I'll just end upon it. It comes in hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Az-zakatu qantaratul Islam. Az-zakatu qantaratul Islam. What does that mean? It means that if you know, bridge. Zakat is a bridge of Islam. Zakat is a bridge of Islam. That means that in the day of, in the akhirah, in the hereafter, if we want ourselves to be able to cross the pul sirat in an easy way and swiftly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that you should be regular with your zakat. If a person is regular with zakat, he'll be able to cross the pul sirat swiftly. You know, this is just, you know, just one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam like that. We've got so many hadiths of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, he says, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ لَتُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if a person has got the habit of giving out sadaqah and zakah, giving out and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it extinguishes, it takes out the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it protects a person from an evil death. You know, if you've got the habit of giving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's got the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that it will protect you from an evil death. An evil death means death in the state of kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us death in the state of iman, and we all want that. That is our purpose, that when we leave this world, we leave in the state of iman, and that's the most valuable thing that we've got. You know, the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we need to protect that iman till our last breath. Yeah, so you know, these are just a few points that we need to remind ourselves with, and we all know what's been going on in Palestine, you know, all over the world, where all those people who are suffering, not just Muslims, all the people, those who are suffering, we need to reach out to them in whatever way we can, whatever way we can. That's why, you know, it's very, very important that when we are living here, we should be regular with our zakat. There are so many people out there in the world, you know, they are in need of it. And remember one thing, we are not doing favor to them, as I mentioned. We are not doing favor upon them, we are doing favor upon ourselves. Yeah? So there are so many people in Palestine, in all over the world. So firstly, we make dua for them. And as an individual, we need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make dua for ourselves and for all the people who are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease to all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate them. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers can perform sunnat. Sunnat ada from Allah.